First of all, is Alabama ranked in the top five on Nick Saban's reputation alone? With wins over Duquesne and a hapless Florida State team, curiously, Boston College enters the top 25 rankings just in time for Missouri to get a ranked win on their schedule. What has Notre Dame done to deserve to be in the top 20? Welcome to the midweek edition of the Southern Football Report, where we take a peek at the newly released top 25. We give you our thoughts on close wins or big losses of those teams that are ranked. We're watching you. Who's ranked too high? And the We See You segment. This is the Southern Football Report, presented by Rivertown Running, Bainbridge's athletic shoe store and pickleball headquarters. Grand opening is coming up October 4th. Let's dive right on in to your AP Top 25 review here, midweek edition, between weeks 2 and 3 of the college football season. A quick recap of the top 25, starting at the bottom. Number 25, Northern Illinois, enters the rankings after a road win at top 5-ranked Notre Dame. Number 24, Boston College, after a big 56-0 win over Duquesne, comes in at number 24. Nebraska, with the big win over Colorado over the weekend, they're now 2-0 on the season, defeating Colorado at home 28-10. They're number 23. At number 22 in the rankings, recovering slightly after the demoralizing loss to Georgia in week one, and then the big win at home over App State in week two, Clemson comes in at number 22. Iowa State, number 21, with the big rivalry win over Iowa. That's Matt Campbell's first win over the Hawkeyes. Iowa State at number 21. Number 20, Arizona, after defeating Northern Arizona 22-10. Number 19, Louisville, up three spots after a big win over Jacksonville State 49-14. Falling 13 spots, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, sitting at 1-1 on the season. Their lone win coming versus Texas A&M in week one. Their one loss at home to Northern Illinois. Falling 7 spots, formerly ranked number 10 in the country, and the defending national champion Michigan Wolverines come in at number 17. LSU moves up 2 spots after their win over Nicholls 44-21 at home. They're at 16. Holding serve at 15, the Oklahoma Sooners squeaked by Houston 16-12. Number 14, Kansas State, defeated narrowly on the road the Tulane Green Wave 34-27. They move up 3 spots after that close win. Oklahoma State moves up 3 spots after defeating Arkansas 39-31. Number 12, Utah, drops a spot curiously after winning 23-12 over Baylor. Number 11, USC, is up 2 spots after defeating Utah State 48-0. Miami continues their winning ways after defeating Florida big time in week one. They defeat Florida A&M 56-9 in week two. Number 9, Oregon, drops 2 spots after their close home win over Boise State 37-34. Number 8, Penn State, holds serve after a close home win over Bowling Green 34-27. Number 7, Tennessee, moves up 7 spots after going to Charlotte, North Carolina, and defeating previously 24-ranked NC State 51-10. Missouri, curiously, up 3 spots to number 6 in the country. They are 2-0 on the season, but who have they played? They defeated Buffalo 38-0. Speaking of who have they played, number 5, Ole Miss, moving into the top 5, moving up 1 spot after a big 52-3 win over Middle Tennessee. Alabama defeated the University of South Florida in a score that is not really reflective of how that game went. Number 4, Alabama defeated South Florida 42-16 on the day that the field was named after legendary coach Nick Saban. Number 3, Ohio State, drops a spot after shutting out Western Michigan at home 56-0. But fairly enough, Texas moves up into the number two slot after going on the road and defeating previously top 10 ranked Michigan 31-12. Of course, the stalwart at the number one spot in the top 25, the team that everybody wants to be like when they grow up, the Georgia Bulldogs defeated Tennessee Tech at home 48-3. They travel to Kentucky this week as the number one ranked team in the country. Now, let's take a deeper look at the top 25. Let's start with the are you kidding me rankings? First of all, is Alabama ranked in the top five on Nick Saban's reputation alone? Alabama is not the dominant force that they have been, that we saw under Nick Saban for many, many years. Alabama, under Kalen DeBoer, has some growing pains that they're going to work their way through. That was evidenced in their game versus USF this past Saturday. I don't have a problem with Alabama being ranked in, say, the top 12, maybe even borderline top 10. But are we kidding with Bama at four? I understand the talent that's in Tuscaloosa. I understand that they did what they had to do in defeating USF by winning that game in the fourth quarter. But I'm watching you, Alabama. Also, are you kidding me with Ole Miss currently at number five? Ole Miss has one of the weakest schedules to start the season. Let's just take a look at it. Ole Miss started the season with a 76-0 win over Furman, followed that up with a 52-3 win over Middle Tennessee. This week, they're on the road at Wake Forest, a team that Ole Miss should walk away from sometime in the second quarter to send them to 3-0 before they return back to the Grove where they're hosting Georgia Southern and then Kentucky. They don't play a ranked team until they hit the road to LSU in mid-October, and they have a stretch there where they're on the road at LSU and then they host Oklahoma before hitting the road to Arkansas and then hosting Georgia. But really, I know Jackson Dart looks great at quarterback. I know that Ole Miss is going to be 5-6, maybe even 7-0 to start the season. But at what point do we start saying that Ole Miss is ranked in the top five based solely on what we saw from them last year? And isn't this supposed to be this year's 2024 college football rankings? Speaking of that, Missouri moves up three spots after defeating Buffalo at home 38-0. Now, I get it. These teams did win double-digit games last year, both Missouri and Ole Miss. And I understand that they're carrying some of that momentum into this 2024 season. But so far, Missouri has played Murray State and Buffalo. And curiously, their week three opponent, Boston College, who admittedly is 2-0 on the season with wins over Duquesne and a hapless Florida State team, curiously, Boston College enters the top 25 rankings just in time for Missouri to get a ranked win on their schedule. After that, they've got Vanderbilt at home, and then at Texas A&M, and then at UMass before hosting Auburn in mid-October. Now, admittedly, they've got a stretch where it's Auburn, at Alabama, and then at home versus Oklahoma. The rest of their schedule in November, though, at South Carolina, at Mississippi State, and then hosting Arkansas. Now, let's look at some teams that had some close wins or big losses in the top 25. Nobody's loss was bigger than Notre Dame's home loss to Northern Illinois. At this point, are we sure that Notre Dame deserves to be ranked at all? Preseason rankings allow you a little bit of breathing room when you lose as a top five team at home to a previously unranked Northern Illinois. But what has Notre Dame done to deserve to be in the top 20? A win versus Texas A&M? Are we sure that counts for much? We'll find out this weekend as Texas A&M is traveling to Gainesville to face off against Billy Napier's Florida Gators. Also, I'm watching you, Penn State. Penn State has failed to register a big-time win outside of a game versus Iowa last year, and they end up defeating Bowling Green at home by 7 points to retain a top 10 ranking as a 2-0 team. I'm watching you, Penn State. Also, let's take a look at Oregon. thought to be a college football playoff contender, thought to be a Big Ten championship contender. Oregon falls two spots after narrowly defeating Boise State 37-34. This week, Oregon is on the road at Oregon State, one of the lone remaining members of what was formerly known as the Pac-12 and is now curiously called the Pac-2. Oregon at Oregon State, big rivalry game for the Ducks this weekend. A few teams that I think are ranked too high, we've mentioned them already. Ole Miss, Missouri, Bama, and Penn State. These are all top 10 teams. One of the problems with saying these teams are ranked too high is you ask yourself the question, well, who would you replace them with? Well, I guess this early in the season, that's a fair point. But at this point, we've seen teams like Miami and USC take down big-name programs in Week 1. Miami, of course, defeating Florida on the road at Florida. USC defeating LSU at a neutral site in Las Vegas. USC is off this week, and Miami continues their weak start to the season schedule-wise as they're hosting Ball State. A few rivalry games on the schedule this weekend, including Utah at Utah State. That's top 12 ranked Utah, a popular pick for the playoff as a Big 12 champ. Utah will be on the road at Utah State. The aforementioned Oregon at Oregon State, Georgia at Kentucky. Some would call that a rivalry game, and a game that I'm watching just to see if we can learn a little bit more about Notre Dame. They're on the road at Purdue in Week 3. A loss here completely derails the Fighting Irish chance to make the college football playoff. Remember, since Notre Dame is not in a conference, they did not get the benefit of a conference championship game and an auto bid into the playoff. And so Notre Dame's only path to the playoff is as an at-large team. Losing at home to previously unranked Northern Illinois as a top five team is strike 1-2. Any more losses on the schedule outside of to a team like USC at the end of the year would completely derail Notre Dame's chances. You can't lose at Purdue this weekend. Do want to give a shout out to Northern Illinois earning their big win in South Bend, and then to also Iowa State earning a big win against a team that is thought to be a potential playoff team because of the elite level of defense played at Iowa. Iowa State defeating Iowa for the first time in Matt Campbell's tenure. Matt Campbell's name will most likely be mentioned as a hot commodity in the head coaching market, although we've seen him famously turn down bigger and, quote, better jobs than Iowa State. He finally got over the hump, beating his rival this weekend, 20-19. Just how high is the ceiling at Iowa State, however? 7-8 wins? Probably an unranked team at the end of the year. It's been your midweek review of the AP Top 25 college football rankings here on the Southern Football Report. Tune in this Saturday as the boys will be back talking a little football. What's better than that? Just some dudes talking football. The Southern Football Report is brought to you by Rivertown Running, Bainbridge's athletic shoe store, and Pickleball Headquarters grand opening coming up on October 4th on Water Street in downtown Bainbridge. Rivertown Running, Bainbridge's newest athletic shoe store, is coming soon. 214 East Water Street, Suite 3 in Bainbridge. Rivertown Running is your athletic shoe and pickleball headquarters in South Georgia. Opening October 1st with a grand opening on Friday, October 4th, Rivertown Running is getting ready to serve South Georgia and get you moving. Stay tuned for more details as we approach the opening of Rivertown Running, 214 East Water Street in Bainbridge.